It sounds like everything about Good Friday is really bad. Someone made a big mistake to call it good.
Even though Good Friday looked hopeless at the time, it led to Jesus saving us all. Good morning, good afternoon, or maybe even good evening. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you think about Good Friday, a lot of it seems pretty bad, like being betrayed by a friend, being framed for blasphemy, and eventually dying a cruel and painful death. But without these bad things, we wouldn't have the best good thing, which is what 1 Corinthians chapter 15 talks about. That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that He was buried, and that He was raised on the third day. That's the gospel, and because of it, we can be with Jesus in heaven forever. So let's listen to our story for today. It's called The Good and Bad of Good Friday. "The calendar is wrong," Madeline said as she stomped into the kitchen. "It says the Friday before Easter is called Good Friday. That's the day Jesus was crucified. What's good about that?" Dad set down his coffee. "I'll explain, but we have to go back 33 years earlier." Madeline sat at the table. "Okay, I'm listening." All of humanity was separated from God because of our sin, and God had a plan to change that, Dad said. But that meant Jesus, God's Son, had to leave all the wonderful things in heaven and come to earth. "That sounds bad," Madeline said. "No, it was good," Dad said. "It shows how much He loved us. Jesus came as a baby and was born in a stable." "A baby born in a stinky stable?" Madeline made a face. "That's bad." "No, it was good," Dad said. "Jesus became one of us. Years later, He began His ministry and chose 12 disciples to work alongside Him. He performed miracles, healed the sick, and taught people about God." Madeline grinned. "Everyone must have loved Him." "Not everyone," Dad said. "Some leaders were terribly jealous, and one of His own disciples, Judas, betrayed Him." "Oh, that's bad," Madeline said. "But it was also good," said Dad. "It led to Jesus dying on the cross." "Oh, that's really bad," Madeline said. "Yes, death is always bad. But God used Jesus' suffering and death for the greatest good. Jesus took our place and paid the penalty for our sins on the cross, and then they buried Him." "Buried Jesus?" Madeline shook her head. "That's bad." "No, that was good," said Dad. 3 days later, Jesus conquered sin and death by coming back to life on Easter Sunday. Madeline stared at the calendar. "That means we wouldn't have Easter if we didn't have Good Friday." "So," Dad said, "you're saying it was good?" Madeline drew a smiley face on Good Friday. "Yes, it was really, really good." So how about you? Do you wonder why Good Friday is called good? As terrible as it was for Jesus to suffer and die, it had to happen for us to have the joy of Easter. Jesus paid the penalty for our sins with His death on the cross. Because of Good Friday, we can share in His victory over sin and death on Easter by trusting in Him. For more information on what it means to trust Jesus, make sure that you check out the Have You Heard the Good News section on page 108 of the Keys for Kids print devotional. Our key verse today is Romans 10:9.
"If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved."
And our key thought today: without Good Friday, there's no Easter. There's even more great music and programs for you on Keys for Kids Radio. Visit keysforkids.net to tune in today. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.